to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Gary, what celebrity news are we drizzling a little sauce on today?
Girl, Cherry Kanye West, baby, took over the biggest building in Atlanta, honey. We'll explain.
Mira, and it looks like DaBaby got that footwork at the Rolling Loud Festival. You won't believe this.
And later on, Andrew Freund sits down with Matt Damon to discuss his new film, Stillwater. But first up, Brett, what you got?
Yay. Yes, y'all. Jennifer Lopez posted some caliente pictures with her man, Ben Affleck, on the gram. So you know it's real. You know what I'm saying? In celebration of her 52nd birthday, the Lovebirds hit up the waters of Saint-Tropez and turned all the way up. So J-Lo posted multiple sexy bikini pics in the same post on her gram with the caption, 5'2", what it do? And baby, when you scroll to the end of those photos, she had a big surprise for the fans, a picture of her planting a fat, juicy one on her baby
Whatever, honey. But this is the deal, y'all. Ben is just, he just smiling all over. He got that big old ass smile on his damn face. Because, honey, she's been cheesing, honey, at her birthday party. Cole's up sitting there pretty next to Ben. But I don't care what y'all say. I think this is all fake. It's fake to me.
You think? Okay. Wait.
How you figure
and Gary, can we be clear? There is no age limit on Instagram, okay? That's your problem. Mm. She 52. She looked 22. So I think she should live her life, post, be obnoxious, and everything else.
Hell, my birthday was the other damn day, and I didn't do all that. Jennifer Lopez is going to go somewhere with nobody.
Because you don't even know how to work Instagram, Gary. You don't even know how to work your phone.
Gary, I'm not even worried about J-Lo. You know who it is? You know who it is I'm worried about? I'm worried about Ben Affleck if he has his issues together. So, J-Lo, I'm happy for her. I really, because she's a great girl, and I love to see her happy. I just want him.
Me too.
I don't want him to disappoint her. So, you know, go on. Good luck to y'all.
All right, we're moving on. Looks like the word on the street is that Kanye West is the number one Don Dada at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium here in Atlanta. Now, apparently Ye loved the energy from the ATL so much at his listening party for Donda last week that he decided to make it his home until he finishes the album. And he was so unprepared, it seems like he pretty much like didn't bring any clothes either because he's wearing the same thing from the other night. Now, rumor has it that he has set up a whole studio somewhere in the venue. There's a makeshift living quarters. He hired a chef that's preparing meals for him during his unusual residency.
Wow. That was tacky.
What was so tacky about that? Like, it's ballerific. If you could afford to do it, go all out.
Hey, that part here, Craig, you gonna hire a damn chef. You had the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You got all those soul food restaurants, Tin and Roses, right across the street. You could have supported them, but you bringing in a chef.
Hey, Gary, Pascal's right there.
Thank you, Mr. Pascal.
A chef comes in and cooks healthy food.
You in the damn hood. They cook healthy food, too. You invading the hood. Let them people cook for you and help them.
That's right.
I just charge you $50 for a bag of popcorn.
Well, Johnny, but just imagine you're trying to post up and work on something creative that soul food's going to give you the itis. So bring a guy in that cooks all that alkaline stuff that keeps you up.
Is anybody going to bring attention to the fact, what the does he have on his face?
It's a Yeezy stocking.
For y'all's information, those are Kim's Skims, honey. That's one of her girdles, one of her panties.
Y'all know that's a high-end stocking.
You know what, y'all? And all the greats back in the day, from Michael Jackson to Prince, when they worked in the studio, it was days before they changed clothes.
Well, he may want to take a page out of your book wearing this outfit this much and name his album Funkified, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. That's right, honey.
Well, moving on, looks like DaBaby was dodging shoes like George Bush did in 08, okay? During DaBaby's Rolling Loud performance in Miami Sunday night, he surprised fans by bringing out Tory Lanez, all right?
Okay.
Well, this surprise was not welcomed by all, and this happened. Take a look.
Special two. Who the f*** do that fucking busted ass Adidas?
To let you know, Megan Thee Stallion was also in the building, and DaBaby actually performed after her. Now, okay, I'm going to put this out to everybody out there. What did you guys think? Do you think that DaBaby deserved having that shoe thrown at him for bringing Tory Lanez?
I would say yes, Sherry, because like before he bought out Tory Lanez, he said, hey, I got $1 million for anybody can guess who it is. And when I listened to the audio very closely, there were some people that said Tory Lanez. So it's probably somebody who got it right, wanted their $1 million, or it could have been Megan Thee Stallion's boyfriend, Partisan Fontaine. Fontaine because he found all that stuff to be wildly disrespectful.
Yeah, regardless of what happens with him, if he has a song with Tory Lanez and he wants to put it out soon, he's going to promote it. It may be a good idea for press. All press is good press. Bad or good is putting you in the light of the world.
Whether, look, we're talking about it now.
People are going to talk about this. Exactly.
All of us here right now have been on stage in one point in our career. Has anybody ever experienced this?
Yeah, I dodge panties all the time.
Who did what to you, Brett?
I said I dodge panties all the time when I'm on stage.
Wow. Oh, nice.
Did you get my panties, Brett? I threw Hanes her way at you. They were blue with little flaps.
Why do I imagine you, Sherry, not throwing panties? I imagine you throwing some draws upstage. Some real draws.
It's time to chat with Heidi and Frank, honey. Now, Frank, is it true, honey, that Miss Margot Robay and John Cena shared a bedroom back in the day?
Well, Gary, it seems that Margot and John did have some bedroom time together.
What? Okay, this sounds juicy. I'm in. What?
Well, during an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Margot told guest host Anthony Anderson that she and her Suicide Squad castmate have a special history together. Take a look.
As a late teen, early 20s, I had a boyfriend who was obsessed with John Cena, so much so that he dressed as John Cena for his 21st birthday and had a cardboard cutout of John Cena in his bedroom. So I slept in a room for 2 years with a life-size cardboard cutout of John Cena in the room.
I don't think having a cardboard cutout of somebody that you care about.
Well, I have one too.
You do?
We've had bathroom time together. I hang this on the back of the John. So it's kind of like this.
Oh my
I'm
God.
I'm like, flush.
I've never felt more alive.
I know. It seems strange that Margot Robbie would date a guy for 2 years that would have a John Cena life-size cardboard cutout on his wall.
Did you ever have a guy cutout in your room? You had women.
As far as posters go, the guy that I had on my wall was Bruce Lee.
That's okay.
And then the woman I had on my wall was Heather Thomas.
So it's the same. He was an action hero, an icon, like a...
Right.
So John Cena's a wrestler?
I guess it's fine.
I guess it's the life-size thing that's a little weird.
It's when I got that big fanatic sticker of Peyton Manning that I put in my bedroom, and I was 45, that my wife was like, okay.
That's going to the garage, okay?
Pretty much.
All right, it's time to now check in with Brat. And Brat, I heard you got a new show you want to talk about. What's up, girl?
That's right, Heidi. Now streaming only on BET Plus, the hit original series First Wives Club. Returning for a brand new season, Hazel, Ari, and Bree are back bolder than ever. Joined by their sorority sister, Jayla, the women are bossed up and ready to take on a whole new set of challenges while trying to balance having it all. Hazel is the face of her music label. Ari is making moves on the West Coast. Bree is going after a top hospital job, and Jayla tackles a difficult client at her law firm. But will ambition come at a price for this group of friends? This season is full of laughs, love, drama, and many messy moments, picking up right where the acclaimed first season left off. From Tracy Oliver comes the second season of First Wives Club, starring Jill Scott, Michelle Boutal, Ryan Michelle Bath, and Michelle Michenor, now streaming on BET+. Visit BET.plus for more. Stay tuned for more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. So you gotta love when prank wars between friends pops off, and this one right here is awesome, y'all. Now, a few weeks back, Nick Cannon sent his buddy Kevin Hart a llama for his birthday. Yes,
right.
An actual llama.
Crazy.
So to pay him back, Kevin Hart put up digital billboards in L.A., New York, and Atlanta, telling people to call Nick Cannon for fatherhood advice. Because listen, he's a hell of a dad, right?
Wow.
So he even went as far as including Nick's real phone number. Well, the father of seven took it in stride, y'all, and he actually answered at least 20 phone calls from fans before changing his numbers.
Oh, my
now,
God.
Now, Portia, does this surprise you at all?
Not one bit. But I tell you one thing. I bet it was so many women with babies with no daddies calling Nick. Like, listen, he got plenty of kids.
I would have been so mad at Kevin for putting my real number. Because when you have to change your number, you got to let so many people know. Matter of fact, you got to let 5 baby mamas know that you got a new number so they don't think you're running from them.
What's the craziest prank you've ever played on somebody or a prank that's played on you? What was the best one ever, y'all?
Anthony Anderson pretended to throw a real snake on me. I thought it was a real snake, and it was fake. Okay. I almost lost my wig, and I peed on myself. I was so scared.
I can see that.
Have anybody on this show had somebody play like they loved them and they didn't?
Oh, damn, Gary.
No.
Who does that? Who did that prank?
Who did that, Gary?
Who did that prank, Gary?
Your ex-husband, Sherry. He's so evil. Your ex-husband. Thanks.
All right, y'all. Check this out. Oh, our honey, beautiful co-host, Miss Sheree Shepard, honey. Sherry's on the cover, baby. She's on the cover of New People Health Magazine. Okay. Now, which, by the way, Sheree, honey, will be in over 550,000 doctors' office. And I just left my doctor's office. They ain't there yet, but I know it's coming. But Sherry, girl, coming. Honey, tell us about how does this make you feel, girl? You are nationally known.
You look amazing.
Yeah, you know, girl, thank you very much. I'm very thankful to my publicist, Simone Smalls, because it's hard to get a cover of a magazine these days. But I'm thankful because I just talked to them about my journey of having type 2 diabetes and you know, how I've had to really take control of my health and let go. So I thank people. It was nice looking at myself on the cover.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's such a good look.
Wow, honey.
Thank you.
Love you.
I appreciate it.
Sherry.
Great. You know, you have the perfect face for a cover. Like, it's so your eyes, your smile. It's just like it brings
Portia.
You in. I love it. I was so excited when I saw it.
Sherry, would you say being a part of Dish and having us in your life, has it made it a lot better?
Yes! I love my job. You come here every day and you laugh. You get paid to laugh? What?
Right?
Exactly. We blessed.
Okay, everybody, get ready because it is time for Thirst Trapping with the Stars. So first up is Ryan Phillippe, the actor who posted this shirtless selfie with the caption, "Grow up, you old goat," and he used an eye-rolling emoji. So y'all tell me something. Is this a thirst trap or what?
Yes.
I don't care. I love it.
Oh, it's definitely a thirst trap.
Yeah. Anytime you do it in the mirror just so you can get yourself, you're trying to get people to show you.
Thirst trap.
All right, y'all, next up is Joseph Baena, Arnold Schwarzenegger's son. Drop this pic with the caption, "Headed to the salty spittoon. Want anything?" Is this thirst trapping, y'all?
Come on now. Yes,
baby. Romance novel looking just like his daddy.
Yes.
This is definitely a thirst trap. And he looks great.
He did that.
And y'all, finally, we've got our girl, Britney Spears.
Yes.
She recently took control of her own social media accounts, and it shows. She posted a topless pic captioned with the plant emoji, and her pal, Paris Hilton, commented, "That's hot." Then Britney followed that with a similar photo and put stars over her nipples. I even have to ask y'all, is this a thirst trap?
Listen, Brad, I wish she would have got control of her social media a long time ago. I am so here for Nipply Spears. I'm holding out for our OnlyFans because I feel like that's next.
This is what happens when you've been under lock and key for most of your life.
Thank you.
You get out and you show your boobies. You go, girl.
Her a little pale, though.
When you get under, when you get out from under that, you do the cartwheels and you show your. And that's the first thing you do. Sure.
All right, y'all. Up next, Andrew Freund talks to Matt Damon in the cast of his new movie, Stillwater. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am so excited because I am getting ready to sit down with Academy Award winner Matt Damon and the cast of Stillwater.
The father of the girl, the American student.
Yes, ma'am. Allison came here for college, and that's where she met this girl, Lena. One night, she found Lena dead and called the police. All they cared about was Allison sleeping with some Arab girl.
I loved her.
I know you did.
But everybody thinks that I killed her.
So one of the things in this film, I was very thankful, Matt, that I'm not stuck in a French prison. If you were stuck in a predicament or, God forbid, a French prison, which former co-star would you call to help bail you out and why?
Oh, I'd have to go with Ben Affleck. I think he'd go the farthest. He's my oldest friend, so I think he'd go to the greatest lengths. I'd have him put the bat suit on and come save me.
When you are shooting out on location and you're in France and you're in the streets and you have one of the biggest movie stars on the planet just, you know, out there, what is the public doing? Are they staring at you guys? Are they like, that's Jason Bourne? Like, what are people doing?
Well, I think it's a credit to Matt Damon's performance and the character he built, because when Matt walked out of his trailer as Bill Baker in his wardrobe and his beard and his glasses and his hat and just the physical work he did, he was just transformed. And quite frankly, people didn't recognize him.
When you guys shot the big soccer scene, how are you not recognized when you're sitting there and it's a real... That's a real game.
Well, I mean, if you see the kind of the energy in that stadium, it's called the Velodrome. It's a stadium that's known for being totally insane. And so when you're in there, like, nobody cares about anything but what's happening on the soccer field.
There's a fish out of water element in this story, obviously, with your character coming from Oklahoma and moving to France. But in your own life, what are some of those fish out of water moments?
You know, my character in this movie is very much on his own when he gets over to Marseille. And when I go places, I'm kind of welcomed into like my local movie family. So I feel pretty lucky. I've been able to travel a lot without too much of the discomfort and awkwardness.
You can feel like a fish out of water just in the neighborhood, just, you know, two blocks away. It's just about being open to meeting people that you wouldn't talk to because you think you don't look like them. I love being a fish out of water. I love losing my bearings.
I feel like that a lot, but I think I put myself in positions as a writer to be just that, right? So, look, I had a moment where I was researching this film and writing it for a while where I suddenly turned to my wife and I'm like, oh my God, I haven't been to Oklahoma. I was so concerned with the Marseille side of things that I hadn't been to Oklahoma, which is crazy as a writer. And I jumped on a plane literally a day or two later. I got off the plane in Oklahoma and I walked out and I smelled the air and I'm like, I'm an idiot. I've never been to a place like this.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Y'all remember the soap opera Days of Our Lives, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was an extra once on the show. Yeah, I was Bar Goer One.
Lisa Rinna played Billy Reed alongside Patrick Muldoon, who played her brother. Okay. Now, apparently, Lisa was giving Patrick some real sisterly loving because she admitted that they had hooked up. Wow.
Ooh, yeah.
So,
okay.
While on the People in the 90s podcast, she was asked about her most surreal 90s moment. And she said, having an affair with the guy who played my brother. Well, not an affair, but a couple of one-night stands. Patrick Muldoon and I had like a thing. Okay,
what?
Are we shocked by this?
It's like, you know, dating in the workplace. You know what I'm saying?
Like, Heidi, have you ever looked at Frank like that? Have you ever looked at Frank some days and went, I'm
there's not
turned
enough
on
alcohol, hey, Sherry.
Back when we looked like Billy and her brother, hell yeah, we hooked up.
After that, I was like, you know what? These are the gays of my life.
Out of the Dish Nation family, who could you see hooking up?
Besides me and Brad.
I was going to say me and Brad.
You and Brad.
So what are we actually saying about Brad?
We all want Brad. We don't want any of us.
Yeah, we all want Brad. I kind of want Brad, too.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.